Let's start by establishing a quorum. Please call the roll.
Padilla?
Present.
Anderson?
Here.
Hancock? Jackson? Pavley?
A quorum has been established. We do have one bill on our agenda today, AB 1311 by Assemblymember Bradford. If you'd come forward and present, colleagues, I'll call your attention to the analysis. There's two core elements to the proposal. One, the part dealing with recalls, the substance of which has been before this committee and voted out previously. So I'll ask the author and the committee to focus on the balance of the bill. Mr. Bradford, take it away.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Senators. I'm here to present AB 1311, which clarifies that a person who is in a conservatorship should not be automatically disqualified from voting. The bill also clarifies the election code regarding recall of elected officials, as you stated, but we've already addressed that. So when a court official is determined whether an individual is qualified to retain the right to vote, the law is unclear and incomplete, which could lead to the possibilities of unlawful disenfranchisement. The new amendments clarify that a person in a conservatorship may receive assistance when completing the voter registration application. My bill sponsors Bart Broom, and on behalf of the Secretary of State, Deborah Bowen. And so I respectfully ask for your aye vote. And
thank
Mr.
you.
Broom.
Let's hear from witnesses.
Mr. Chair, members, Bart Broom, representing Secretary of State Deborah Bowen. Under current California law, a person cannot register to vote if they're found by a court to be mentally incompetent. A person in a conservatorship is not capable of completing a voter registration card. If they're not capable of completing that card, then in accordance with the law, then the court must disqualify that person from voting. AB 1311 amends the statute to include references to existing law regarding voter registration. Specifically, under California law, a person is allowed to complete a voter registration with the assistance of another person. They can also sign the registration with the sign of a mark or a cross, and also it can be signed with a signature stamp. What this bill does is simply add those references to existing law to those sections of the probate code and elections code that govern conservatorships. Courts and court investigators, as a result, will be better informed when determining when a person in a conservatorship is qualified to vote. So I ask for your aye vote.
Thank you. Next witness, please.
Representing the ARC and United Cerebral Palsy California Collaboration, we're a coalition of people with developmental disabilities and their families, friends, and service providers. We support the bill, although it's just a technical clarification of law. It's very important to many of our members, and this is our top priority bill for what's left of the session.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition to this measure? Seeing none, questions, comments from committee? Yes, we have established the quorum. Okay, Senator Anderson moves the measure. If there's no questions or comments, Senator Bradford requests an aye vote.
Thank you.
Let's call the roll.
Motion is to return the bill to the floor. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hancock? Jackson? Pavley? Pavley, aye.
Thank you, Senators.
That bill is out. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Seeing no further business for this committee today, this hearing is adjourned.